sunshine and happiness around you when you're far from home. Be courageous and be brave, and in my heart you'll always stay forever young.
Woohoo! We're getting ramped up here in the studio, listening to a little Rod Stewart. May the good Lord be with you down every road you roam, and may sunshine and happiness follow you when you're far from home. Those are just a few of the words that sing us in every Saturday morning here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal. We are that fantastic magazine. We will have been out in the marketplace here in Oklahoma and the 405 area code, the 50-plus resources, along with their families and along with businesses that cater to the 50-plus. Also, we love to connect businesses with retirement communities. So there are all kinds of ways that the Oklahoma Senior Journal can help you find resources that are right here in Oklahoma City. So the way that you can pick up one of the Oklahoma Senior Journal magazines is by going to our website, and we have a distribution button there. It's on our little menu. They call it the hamburger or sandwich. Just press on the menu, and it will drop down and tell you exactly where you can pick these up. 650 locations, so I can almost guarantee you will find a location near you in the 405 area code. And then if you would like to read the magazine online without going out and picking one up, we've been digital for the last 16 years. So the Oklahoma Senior Journal also can be accessed from our website. Every single page, you can download it, you can print things off, you can zoom in, zoom out, and just go to OKSeniorJournal.com. All like it's one word, OKSeniorJournal.com. And without further doodly-doos, I'm going to let you know who we have in the studio today. It's actually going to be somebody that will be in our issue. It is a company that helps you have a smart home. And we're going to talk all about what that is to have a smart home. It is called Full Circle Home Technologies. And I have the two gentlemen partners here. Say hello this morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello.
That was Bob, the first hello, and the second hello was Marlon. But I will tell you about these two gentlemen, and then we'll be talking about what Full Circle Home Technologies is. So Bob Chamberlain, just to my right, he was our first hello, has an uncommon technology construction background, which positions him well as a partner investor in the Full Circle Home Technologies, which is, we're really and truly, how we're going to describe this to you is just making your home smart, but they're going to give you the details on that. Bob, what is your background with technology?
I spent 20 years in the technology business in distribution software related to construction and building material distribution. So okay. It was pretty related.
That's great. That's fantastic. So Bob has held a senior management position in technology, building material distribution, and new home construction. He is a current member of COHBA. So tell me what those stand for.
That's the Central Oklahoma Home Builders Association.
Okay, so you are a member of that, and then also a member of NAHB. What does that stand for?
That's the National Home Builders Association.
Okay, you are all inside of that.
I do. I am.
All right, cool. And you recently attended the CAPS program, which CAPS stands for Certified Aging in Place Specialist Qualification. And I'm very familiar with Jack Warner, who does the CAPS certification. Great guy. And so I know how in-depth and detailed that is, that you took that course. Great course to have in your pocket for sure. Marlon, is it Wilton?
Yes.
Marlon Wilton, okay, has been using smart home technology for the past 8 years for security, energy savings, and monitoring his own home and investment properties. He has a passion for finding solutions to problems using smart home technology and finding ways to make various technologies work together to automate functions of your home, which is so cool. I love that you're doing that, and you've been doing it 8 years.
Yeah, when the first smart technology started coming out 8 to 10 years ago with the Nest thermostat, I thought that was so cool. I put that in, and it just went from there. I started automating lights in my garage door. It came out of necessity because I lost a bunch of banana plants over the winter one time because I left my garage door open. But anyway.
So you can just do stuff from your phone.
I just described Marlon as the smart one of the two of us. he's got the engineering mind, and we run into problems, and Marlon just figures them out.
Oh, that's so great. Yeah. You got to have people like that on your team. So Marlon previously had a 30-year career as a reservoir engineer. See, this is why you're loving all this stuff. In the oil and gas industry until 2016, when he left that industry to pursue real estate investing and redevelopment full-time. So redevelopment, what is that?
Remodeling.
Okay.
Flipping houses.
Okay.
Buying, remodeling, and selling.
There you go. I actually did that once with my brother. I have also purchased two investment properties that I use for rental. So, yeah, I love doing that kind of, you know, real estate. It's the one thing that doesn't depreciate.
Yes.
Can I
yes,
get an
ma'am.
Amen?
Yes,
from
ma'am.
All right,
yes,
there
ma'am.
All right, yep. So we're going to take our first break, but when we come back, we're going to tell you how these two men met each other and collaborated on Full Circle Home Technologies here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which all day long stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal. Here on the Eagle, we'll be right back with Full Circle Home Technologies. You don't want to miss it.
Hi, this is Jeff with Synergy Home Care. Are you seeing constant changes with your seniors from housework not getting done, medications not being taken, or even consistent falls with limited supervision for your mom, dad, or even grandma? The effects of your aging loved ones can no longer be ignored. Don't worry. Synergy Home Care is definitely here to help. We offer services from hourly care to around-the-clock compassionate care. We can help with meal preparation, escort to appointments, medication, reminders, and much, much more. Call Synergy Home Care now at 405-254-3046 for a free in-home assessment. Our RN will customize a care plan specific for your loved one's care to give you the peace of mind that they are getting the care they need. Call Synergy Home Care today at 405-254-3046. Again, that's 405-254-3046. Synergy Home Care.
Hey, Dennis, with Smooth Finish Roofing and Construction. Tell me a little bit about your business.
Well, Robin, first off, congratulations on 28 years with the Oklahoma Senior Journal.
How many years have you been in business?
33 years.
Plus.
Smooth Finish Roofing and Construction in 1987 is when I began, and I was a painter. Then I became a painting contractor, and then I worked for insurance companies and did insurance restoration. And that's how we got into the roofing, which is storm damage restoration.
You also do guttering, siding, and painting.
Well, guttering, siding, windows, garage door, fence. Everything that a storm would damage. And we're licensed with the city of Oklahoma City as a general contractor.
A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. So tell me about what this giveaway is.
The first 10 people who are homeowners and do not have a brand new roof, we're going to enter them into a drawing for $200 Visa gift card.
Woohoo! Call Dennis at 405-923-5127. What's that number again, Dennis?
405-923-5127. We're licensed with the State of Oklahoma Construction Industries Board. Our license number is 8000242.
Today, in this ever-changing world of insurance, we at MCM know that understanding health coverage can be overwhelming and confusing. Our goal is to help you navigate the world of Medicare to get the coverage you need and deserve. What sets our team apart is the fact that we put our hearts into helping our clients find the plans that best fit their individual needs. In our office, we provide a Medicare store where our clients are able to access and compare each company and their plan benefits. Call 405-842-0494 today to schedule an in-person appointment. Or you can visit our website at mcmmedicare.com. Again, it's 405-842-0494 and our website, MCM, spell out Medicare.com. You can also find us on Facebook under MCM Insurance. And you can always stop by our office at 2232 West Hefner Road, Suite A. We're right by the post office.
Navigating through Medicare.
At Full Circle Home Technologies, our focus is helping our customers architect a better home quality of life. We implement smart home technology for control, automation, and monitoring of home systems, such as lighting, heating and air conditioning, sprinkling systems, garage or entry doors. We even have fall detection devices. We specialize in implementing smart technology to improve the quality of life for individuals with physical challenges by natural aging, medical conditions, or traumatic injuries. In fact, we're in the process of installing some of our technology in hospitals, and we've even created a new application that provides caregivers more visibility in the well-being of their loved ones in a passive, non-invasive way. The right smart home technology can extend independence. It can improve safety and the livability of your home and may even save you some money on utilities. If you'd like to find out more about Full Circle Home Technologies, check us out on the internet or call Bob Chamberlain at 405-486-9310. Full Circle Home Technologies, check us out on the internet or call Bob Chamberlain at 405-486-9310. That phone number was 405-486-9310. Full Circle Home Technologies.
Hi, this is Becky Ivins. Join me on Friday, April 8th at the Oklahoma City Golf and Country Club for lunch. We are going to be honoring our own Robin Gunn along with nine other outstanding Oklahoma women who have been selected for their impressive contributions in their professional community and in our own community here in Central Oklahoma. So far, we've honored 700 women, and we have a history of 100 years next year. Oklahoma Hospitality has been honoring women for 54 years. Just contact me, Becky at BeckyIvins.com, or just go to BeckyIvins.com and push the button, Contact Becky, and we will get you hooked up for tickets. They're $85, and the proceeds go to Pivot, a turning point for you, and to Curbside Flowers, a division of Homeless Alliance. Join me Friday, April 8th, at the Oklahoma City Golf and Country Club for tickets. Just go to BeckyIvins.com.
That's our cue right here. I'm Robin Gunn. You are listening to us on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which, guys, what does OSJ stand for?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Oh, my word. It's like we rehearsed it. That was beautiful, guys. Thank you so much. All right. I am here with Bob Chamberlain and Marlon Wilton. They're with Full Circle Home Technologies. And if you were listening in the beginning, this is all about smart home technology. So let's just do the Captain Obvious question and say, how did you all get started together and kind of what's your story and history of your partnership?
It's a good question. Actually, Marlon and I met. I was the president of a home building company here in Oklahoma City, and Marlon and his lovely wife, Patty, bought a home from us.
Ah.
And a couple months into, after he'd moved in, he called me and says, "Hey, Bob, I want to talk to you about the house." My immediate reaction was, "Oh, no, there's something wrong with the house." And so I went over there, and Marlon had installed all this smart home technology and automated a lot of the functions in the house. And I was really impressed with what he had done. I was also at that time going through this, what they call the CAPS certification with the National Home Builders Association. That's a certified aging in place specialist.
Mm-hmm.
And after seeing what Marlon had done, as I finished out the course, it appeared to me that there were some very significant holes, that technology was not being utilized at all, if at all, in the in working with people that have physical challenges, either by virtue of aging or a medical condition or a traumatic injury. So we thought together this was a great opportunity because there was a hole in the marketplace. And so far, the biggest reaction we've had in what we're doing is from the medical community, because they say, you know, there's nobody out there doing what you guys do. You kind of take this technology and you aim it at a particular challenge one of our patients has, and you figure out how to make their life better. So for us, there isn't anything more important than that.
Absolutely.
So that's how we got together.
And so basically, you sold him a home, and then when you just went over there, he just started showing you what he'd been doing with the technology all on your own. Marlon, is right?
Yeah, that's correct.
You just started using stuff, researching stuff, or did you actually invent some things?
Well, at that point, I would buy just about every new technology that come on the market. I had been, you know, before I moved to that house.
Okay.
But in very recent years, it's been expanding quite rapidly.
Yes, and very much.
And I love that kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay. So it's right up your alley.
Yeah, so we moved into a new house. We decided we're going to put a lot of new stuff in it.
That's great.
Well, one of the other things that we did is, upon seeing what Marlon did, we immediately installed all the smart technology that he did in all of our model homes.
Okay.
Because, you know, people would come in and go, "Wow, this is really cool how this whole thing works." And so that was it. It made sense to do that as a home builder.
Yeah.
And so that's the other thing that we did. We put it in all of our model homes, and actually people ended up buying packages In fact, one of the, you know, the builder that we were working with at that time is still a customer of ours.
So. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fantastic. All right, so let's also get into another kind of obvious question, because everybody out there wants to know, what is smart home technology and what does it do? Now, the name of your company is Full Circle Home Technologies, but what does it do? What is a smart home?
Sure. Well, basically, we implement smart home technology, and it can for control, automation, or monitoring of home systems, such as the lighting system in the home, or mm-hmm. the heating and air conditioning system, or voice controlling devices to do things, door locks, providing visibility to the front door, mm-hmm. sprinkling systems, water management systems.
Wow.
So basically what we do is we use technology to automate and control and monitor the systems in the house. And in some cases, you can control them by voice command. In other cases, the system just knows. When you come in the room, the light goes on, you want the temperature at this. And so for people that specifically that have any kind of physical challenge, it makes their quality of life a lot easier because they don't have to physically do as many things to keep tabs on things. We also find that there's a pretty good return on investment because, you know, sprinklers don't typically go on when it's raining if they have one of our systems in place because the system knows it's raining, so there's no need to turn on the water, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
And then from a medical perspective, Marlin actually has developed an application that we can, you know, without being invasive in someone's lifestyle, you can provide a caregiver visibility to the health of a family member that, you know, without having to invading their privacy. So it's
okay. So you can, this is cameras in the home type of thing. No?
No cameras.
No cameras. Okay.
No, it's a check-in system. I mean, Marlin invented it. And so that's one of the challenges with if you're going to monitor somebody in their house. They don't want to be watched by cameras.
I know, Bob. They that's so true.
They don't want to be scanned by some
so
device.
That's so true.
And so Marlin came up with a non-invasive approach that basically the system checks with them periodically through the day going, are you okay? It doesn't wait for you to get hurt and then try and press a button. You can't press a button if you're unconscious.
Sure.
And so what this does is it reaches out to you and pings your phone and says, hey, are you okay? And if you, or it's also tied into some other devices. So the system knows if you're active and you're you know, doing something. It knows you're okay.
But okay.
If you don't respond, then it's going to notify your caregiver and say, you know, didn't respond.
Okay.
So what we're finding is that, at least for us, is that our focus, quite frankly, has been more dealing with medical-type applications.
There you go.
For people with challenges. So.
Okay. And so I think Marlin wants to interject something.
Yeah, I was going to go into some more detail.
Yeah, please.
Of that system.
Love it.
We took normal smart home components, but we customized it for a client's needs. This was an elderly retired gentleman. Early into the year, he had fallen in his bathroom.
Oh, wow.
And he couldn't get...
No. Bob just said he was there for 2 days.
2 days. Yeah, down for 2 days.
No, that's not okay.
And his son lives in town and kind of looks after him, but the guy is generally in good health and doesn't need daily checking up on. But he fell, and he couldn't get up, and he was weak, and something was wrong with him, and he couldn't get up. Well, he had to spend a couple of days in the hospital, and he was okay, but they didn't want that to ever happen again.
Exactly. Just being there for 2 days.
So we came up with a custom solution for him that would basically 3 times a day ping his phone, and he had to respond to that, or... It was going to make a phone call to his son to check on him.
Huh.
Now, so that, you know, we realize it could get old having to acknowledge 3 times a day that you're okay.
Right.
So we set the system up such that if he operated one of his light switches that he operates anyway during the day, within 2 hours of a check-in time, that served as the check-in.
Love it.
So he would not get the notification to check in.
And did you invented this? Came up with this?
Well, the
yes,
concept.
He did. He doesn't want to say it, but he did.
And so we also incorporated motion sensors throughout the house where the son can get on his phone and see there's activity around the house. We implemented a humidity sensor in his bathroom that if he doesn't turn off his shower for a certain period of time, it makes a phone call to his son, which means he might have fallen in the shower.
Yes.
And we put a secondary system in there as well. So if it does fall, it'll sense that he's fallen and say, if you don't get up in 2 minutes, I'm calling somebody.
Right.
So we had a backup system on that one.
There, that's good.
And then of our smart light switches that we installed around the house that would serve as check-ins every time he operated them, if he was to hold one of those switches for 4 seconds, it makes a panic call to his son.
So that's on a light switch.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so it's
of everything.
And we also have water sensors that will detect water if there's a leak, but they serve a dual purpose of if the guy pushes the reset button on the water sensor in his bathroom on the floor that he may be laying on, it sends out the emergency call.
Okay.
So solutions can be any combination of these things.
Can you custom package for people?
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Everyone is unique because we do a discovery to identify what their challenges or needs are, and then we can customize a solution.
Okay. Have you guys heard of Villages OKC?
Yes. You told me about them.
Okay.
Sorry.
You definitely have to connect with them, and I'll make sure we do that.
Okay.
And if people don't know what Villages OKC is, they're on page 85 in this current issue of the Oklahoma Senior Journal. And these, it's a organization. It's not a place. It's a plan, and it helps people stay in their homes longer, which is exactly what these two gentlemen are doing.
Correct.
Because you do so much better in your home, even psychologically. So Villages OKC, though, helps you get more involved in social things and education and also volunteer services and all kinds of stuff. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Full Circle Home Technologies and what services they provide. Even though we've covered that, I know there's a few that we haven't, but I have lots more questions for these two gentlemen with Full Circle Home Technologies. We'll be back here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for what, guys?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Here on the Eagle. 96.9 FM. Be right back. This is such a good show. Well, this is us. I'm Robin Gunn here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for the fantastic magazine out there, the Oklahoma Senior Journal. Remember, you can go pick one up at 650 locations at OKSeniorJournal.com, and you can see the magazine digitally there as well. Make sure you listen to all the commercials on our show because it also tells you how you can download the Oklahoma Senior Journal app. So let's get back in here. I am with Bob Chamberlain and Marlon Wilton, and they are partners in Full Circle Home Technologies. Basically, this is a smart home to me on steroids. And you don't have cameras in the house, which a lot of people do not like their privacy invaded that way, which I can understand. Full Circle Home Technologies literally can be customized to, they basically put you through probably an interview and you go check out their home and get to know what their kind of personal lifestyle needs are.
Yeah, I guess you could probably describe us best as a technology integrator. So what we do is that people ask us to come out and we go out and do something called a discovery meeting, which is basically going through their home, discussing what kinds of challenges they have, making up, copious notes about what we see, what we find. And then what Marlon and I do, go back, kind of get our heads together. And the first decision is, gee, can we be of help?
Right.
And if we can, then we formulate our recommendations and come back and say, okay, so based upon what we saw, this is what we would recommend doing. And then normally it's the decision at that point of the homeowner slash customer decide if there's something they'd like to do now, and they could also do it in pieces. So depending upon how they would like to see the technology implemented, they can do it in phases.
I love that.
Yeah. Now, the other thing that we can do is it could be as simple as, which isn't really simple, the technology piece, but we can also, through relationships with other friends of ours, we can actually also do some of the architectural changes as well. So let's say you need wider doorways or you need to have a bigger doorway to get into in a bathroom. We can do that as well. And we can probably make as elaborate as we can even help you design and build a home because I'm also a builder.
Right.
So if you decided, you know what, the home I'm in right now just isn't configured correctly, I think I want to build a new one, we could probably help with it, help you do that and set it up such that it functions better so that you can maintain your independence longer and stay in that home for a longer period of time, utilizing the technology, the design techniques, and also have a start-from-scratch approach.
Yes.
We've also seen lately, it's a very interesting concept that people are doing is, if they have enough property to do it on, is building a small home behind their house for somebody they're going, a mother or a father that still are healthy enough to live that way, but need to be checked on, and mm-hmm. they're there on the property, and that's something we could do.
So you can actually build that home, the additional home, plus put all this technology in it.
Correct. Right.
Okay, wonderful. Did you want to add anything about what a Full Circle Technology, what other services that you provide?
Well, one of the other things that we do is that we do all the sourcing of the products. The installation is all done through us, mm-hmm. and the training and setup. So another thing that we do is we set the system up, because there's customizations and automations that you can make. Mm. For example, every day I'd like these lights to come on at this time, and I'll let Marlon in a few minutes kind of go through what some automations look like and give you a description of what that means.
Wonderful.
And so we go through that. The other thing, just so you know, is that we don't charge a monthly or annual fee for service. You know, we get this stuff installed. It's pretty bulletproof, but so far, when there's a problem, Marlon goes out and fixes. So far there hadn't been that many, but when there are, because we recognize that people typically have ongoing expenses or things that everybody wants to minimize. So we've mm-hmm. tried not to do that.
So you don't have a monthly fee. No. It's basically you come out, buy the equipment that's customized to your lifestyle.
Correct.
Perfect.
Now an application that you may use, for example, like a Ring doorbell system, mm-hmm. has a charge like $10 a month to store all the history. But that goes to them. That's got nothing to do with us.
Okay. So what do you differ from options out in the marketplace?
We don't rely on selling other, we're not in the security system business, and we're not in the cable services business. So we have the autonomy to find the right solution for the problem. So, I wouldn't describe us, what'll happen is the market is fragmented. So sometimes some companies will provide the security side of the equation. Mm-hmm. They say, okay, so what do you do for fall detection?
Well,
what's that? And so, what we find is that we have the flexibility to find the appropriate solution for the problem. And we're not bound by any particular, we don't have to sell all this other kind of stuff to make a living.
That's good.
So you're not
pigeonholed, basically.
No.
So you can just literally go by what the client needs.
Yeah.
And you're going to provide it.
Right.
Okay, that's cool. Yep. Marlon, what were you going to say?
Yeah, and Bob started to touch on it. We don't have to use any certain brand or anything. We go for what we think is going to do the job the best.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. All right. So what are your typical customers? What do they look like?
Well, so far our customers have been made up of aging Oklahomans like myself that want to have improved quality of life, and so it's aging Americans that they may or may not have physical challenges. We have some customers that are actually individuals with significant disabilities.
Okay,
we have a lady that's a contract lady that works with us, and she is a paraplegic and she is blind, but she is a amazing user of smart technology.
Okay.
But we also have builders, as I mentioned, that are customers of ours. We're actually going to be putting some of our technology into some hospital rooms for traumatic injuries. And here locally, I can't say who it is. But we're doing those kinds of things. Caregivers is another customer group that's very interesting, especially if they want to use, have visibility or monitoring of another family member.
Mm-hmm.
Veterans, we've had some people that are veterans.
Okay.
Have a very good customer that wants to be able to voice command the systems in his mm-hmm. house because he cannot use his arms.
Okay. Yeah.
He can do it.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, as long as you got a voice. So you guys were saying we were talking about the gentleman that had fallen in his tub for 2 days, mm-hmm. and you actually said you had a dialogue with the family. And what was their thoughts about the technology and what that's done for them and peace of mind?
One of the things that we do is that when you do an installation, we come back at a minimum of 30 days and just do a review on, okay, how's everything working?
That's great.
But after that, we check with them just to make sure. For example, I sent one of our customers just a note today, and mm-hmm. it said, after the holidays, I said, is everything working correctly? Everything's still going okay? And he said, everything seems to be working correctly. I appreciate all you've done for us. Happy and blessed New Year. And
that was make you smile.
Yeah.
We can go back in and we can tweak the system to better accommodate them. So we check with them. We want to make sure it's doing for them what they want it to do.
Mm-hmm.
We can make slight changes to alter what's going on. And we want it to be such that they have to have as little interaction with it as possible.
Very good. Yeah. You don't want it like taking over your life.
Correct.
Yeah. I mean, where it's a big bother.
Well, and people don't want to know how it works.
Yeah.
They just want it to work. And that and that's kind of the focus,
yeah.
to Marlon's point. He does a very nice job of customizing.
Okay, so what are some examples of what a smart home system can do? I know we've talked about some, but let's go into Marlon. He can help us on that.
Your basic smart home that anybody can use is voice control of lights. One thing I really like that I use a lot is when it's time to go to bed, I can use voice control and say bedtime, and certain lights in the house turn off, certain lights turn on, the thermostat can change to a certain temperature if I want it to, the door is locked. If it's happened to been unlocked, it will lock.
Just from saying bedtime.
One word.
Yeah. And so another thing you can do is you can have lights set to come on at a certain time and just go off at a certain time.
Okay.
Like you have them come on an hour before dusk and certain lights, and you... And to go off a short time after your normal bedtime, if you don't want to say bedtime.
So you can also do this from your phone as well as just talk out loud in your house.
That's correct.
Okay.
Now, that's basic smart home.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we go a lot further with that.
Mm-hmm.
We take it a lot further to actually be useful to somebody that has a real need.
Mm.
For someone like me, it's just a cool, convenient feature. But
right.
to somebody that has a hard time moving around or getting up or... something,
yeah.
it's a game changer.
Oh, total game changer. Okay, well, we're going to take another break. We will come back. I've still got more questions here for Bob and Marlon. They are the owners of Full Circle Home Technologies, and we're talking further with them, so we're going to take a break, and we will be back here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for, hey guys, what's OSJ stand for?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Okay, it's almost like you're a professional now. Here on the Eagle 96.9 FM. We'll be right back with Full Circle Home Technologies.
As the premier provider of in-home senior care, our mission is to ensure a better quality of life for our clients and their families by providing dependable and affordable care. You want the very best to help your loved ones, someone you can trust. At Senior Helpers, our caregivers are not just certified in Alzheimer's, dementia, and Parkinson's care, but they can also help with light therapeutic exercise, home safety and fall prevention, transportation assistance, medication management, and even the simple things like fresh meal prep and personal care and companionship. Of course, each has also passed a thorough background check. That is, senior care, only better. Senior Helpers is not just one of the best-known in-home care providers. We are also an industry leader in the field of Alzheimer's and dementia care.
Give Lori or Tamara a call at Senior Helpers right here in Oklahoma City at 405-608-4339.
There is little in the world that is harder than being an Alzheimer's caregiver. We have over 100,000 of those remarkable caregivers right here in Oklahoma. Think about the stress of watching this monster take little pieces of your loved one, day after day, week after week, year after year. That family caregiver becomes a victim of Alzheimer's as well. Dr. Jermaine Odenheimer has a dream for those caregivers and their loved ones. A memory garden located at Will Rogers Gardens at 36th Street and Hefner Parkway. This 7,000 square foot Oasis offers a peaceful respite from the daily grind and stress of being an Alzheimer's caregiver. With benches, raised flower beds, accessible by wheelchair, also partially shaded, and will include a misting system for comfort during the heat of the summer. It is the gift to those who are on their Alzheimer's journey. Please take every opportunity to enjoy this respite. All donations are still being accepted monthly, weekly, even daily. For more information, visit friendsofwillrogersgarden.com or like us on Facebook. Friends of Will Rogers Garden.
When you're considering a move to a retirement community for yourself or a loved one, you want to find a community that cares. Bellagio Senior Living offers great services at convenient locations in Edmond and Oklahoma City with caring staff and great residents. Some of our families and residents say, this place has everything we needed. The administration is so caring. The neighbors we met were just delightful. Bellagio Bradford Village is an independent and assisted living community located near Danforth and Boulevard in Edmond. A two-time recipient of the Pinnacle Customer Experience Award, Bellagio of Bradford Village provides outstanding services and care to seniors in our area. Bellagio of Oklahoma City offers assisted living and memory care services conveniently located at Portland and Memorial. For more information, visit bellagioliving.com or call 405-697-0890. 405-697-0890.
Well, hello there. This is Robin Gunn, the publisher and editor of the Oklahoma Senior Senior Journal Magazine and on-air host with The Eagle, coming to you every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're so proud to be able to bring you these programs, but there's something else we're very proud about. We added an app. So the Oklahoma Senior Journal now has an app you can put right on your smartphone. And let me tell you how to do that, because it's easy. All you need to do is pull up your phone exactly like you're going to send a text. And in that to line, where you would normally put someone's name or phone number, you put these numbers, 95577. That's 95577. And it'll automatically separate and put a dash in there, and that's okay. And then down in the message part of your text, type this, all like it's one word, 50PLUS, 50PLUS, 50+. Then hit the send button, and you'll automatically get a link that will allow you to download the Oklahoma Senior Journal right on your phone. Now, how great is that? You'll be able to listen to all these radio shows. We have a find your car, like if you park your car in a location, it'll put a pin in it, it'll walk you back to your car. All of the Oklahoma Senior Journal issues are on there, videos, and a myriad of other 15 options that are available on the app. So please download the Oklahoma Senior Journal app today.
Dan Fisher, co-pastor of Fairview Baptist Church in Edmond, Oklahoma, is doing a presentation at the Christian Women and Men of OKC, Wednesday, April 20th, from 11:30 to 1:30 p.m. at Quail Creek Country Club, 3501 Quail Creek Road in Oklahoma City, for the 2022 Spring Bazaar Silent Auction and Bake Sale. Dan will be in his 18th century costume using multimedia, telling the story of the Black Robed Regiment. The Black Robed Regiment were the patriot preachers of the 18th century who engaged in the government of the colonies. When the War of Independence began, these preachers recruited men from their churches and communities and led them to fight on the battlefields of the war. Dan will have period flintlock muskets present for attendees to see and hold. Business sponsorships available, along with business-sponsored bag stuffing. For more information or to attend, RSVP only, call Peggy Bass at 405-343-0079. That's 405-343-0079. Limited seating available, Wednesday, April 20th, from 11:30 to 1:30 p.m. at Quail Creek Country Club, 3501 Quail Creek Road in Oklahoma City, for the 2022 Spring Bazaar Silent Auction and Bake Sale. Three-course lunch will be served. Check out Dan's website, danfisherbrr.com.
Here we are. This is Robin Gunn. You're listening to us on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal. Here on the Eagle. So I've got Full Circle Home Technologies, which is basically a smart home technology, but they have customized it to you. So it's not like just a standard smart home features. They will come in and customize whatever your personal needs are. And this is really great for caregivers, as well as people aging in place, and then people that have physical challenges. Like Marlon said, this is a game changer. And they really, this is extremely unique. This is something they've invented, and it's not all about just cameras in your house at all. That's not what it's about at all. What are some of the automations and notifications that come along with your Full Circle Home Technologies?
Well, to start with, we don't use any cameras in the house.
Okay.
Now, outside, if somebody wants security cameras, we can do that.
Perfect.
You can get notifications on your phone that somebody's walked up on your porch, or if somebody rings the doorbell, you can see who it is before you answer the door.
Mm-hmm.
But also, we can get notifications if our garage door opens. If you leave the garage door open for a certain period of time, it can shut automatically.
Wow.
Or just send you a notification that you left it open.
Okay.
We use smart sprinkler controllers that basically know how much rain you've gotten. We don't have rain sensors, but it gets information from the internet as to how much the rain the area got.
Okay.
So it knows when to stop watering, when to skip waterings.
Mm.
So you actually save water with that system.
Well, sure.
We use smart thermostats that can save you money on your heat and air by changing the temperature when nobody's home automatically, if that's what you want, or just easily changing the temperature during different times of the day or nighttime when you're sleeping. It's easy to set up and just run that way. Your doors, you can get notification when your door is unlocked if you didn't do it. You can have somebody else, a caregiver, be able to unlock your door in an emergency situation remotely.
You also said it has a fall detector because it's just constantly monitoring Like if they use the lights, then the system doesn't have to check with them.
In our newest system, that's correct. We can go as small or as big as we need to go in these systems.
Okay.
We can use a separate fall detector in a bathroom. 80% of falls happen in the bathroom.
Okay.
According to studies.
Gotcha.
We have a separate fall detector that we use when needed, that will actually immediately make a phone call when if somebody goes down on the floor, like within minutes.
Oh, wow.
It will make, if it didn't get the first person, it'll call another person.
So what are some new innovations that are coming?
You know, I spoke of this system where we use the light switches.
Mm-hmm.
That is a relatively new innovation for us, and we are expanding that. Where it can do a lot more than what I told you it will
do. Okay.
I mean, it is a smart home system. We can control many systems of the home with that. However, we can customize that system to individual needs.
Mm-hmm.
And we're really excited about that system.
Sure.
That is our newest innovation.
That's great.
Yeah, one of the nice things about that system is it in some applications, it requires verbal, turn on the light or do this. That system, it just knows because based upon the programming that Marlon does with it, it you can preset things so it'll just know. So their argument is, why should you have to tell the technology to do something? It should just know.
No.
And so if you have the sensors in place, things of that nature, you know, you could even have the sensor say, gee, if there's no movement in my dad's house for the first 4 hours of the day, nothing's going, then I want to know about it because maybe he's laying
right.
down. And so there's all kinds of customizations you could do that way as well.
That's so great, guys.
Yeah.
I know everybody out there is screaming this at us. So what is the cost? You've already said there is no monthly cost. So what are the costs to this?
It depends upon which applications you choose. Again, one of the things I mentioned is that we come in and do a complete analysis of what you need, formulate our recommendations and come back, and they can be done at one time or in piecemeal. But it would depend. I mean, I think, you know, a lot of people think these things are $25,000.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, most of the systems that we do are, you know, more like $2,000 or $3,000.
Oh, wow.
We've had some as high as $10,000. That was a pretty elaborate system.
Sure.
But I think that's one of the misconceptions is that the people say, gee, this is really expensive. It's really not.
Not.
You know, the devices themselves don't cost a lot of money.
Uh-huh.
You know, but the setup, installation, and all the customization,
yes.
That's really where the time is spent to make the application right.
Okay, Marlon, what did you want to do?
And our goal is to create an environment that somebody can stay in the home longer. Cost for assisted care living tens of thousands of dollars per year.
$3,000 a month is cheap.
Yeah, so,
for a community.
And so our goal is to extend the time somebody can stay at home before they need that type of assistance.
That's very good. And it sounds like you guys can come in and keep adding things on or
that's
taking something away. That's
correct.
Very cool. That, you know, you can keep moving along as the person ages, you can keep moving along with something else that they may need, because I love the fact that you said you don't have to buy everything right then. You can buy them in phases.
Right.
Yeah, that's too great. When you're talking about doing something like this for somebody's home, for your consultation, does that cost just to have a consultation, just
no.
to learn about it?
No.
Okay.
We don't charge. If the situation that we need to engage an occupational therapist to do a more functional analysis, those people typically charge for that. But we do not charge for what we do.
Okay, I love it.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
you will advise, and then people can make their decision.
Yeah, we're just trying to make it easy.
Okay,
yeah.
I love it. You're just doing smart things. Let the smart home. All right, we're going to take another break. This is our shortest break. We'll only be gone 1 minute. When we come back, we will be giving you all the information on how you can get a hold of Full Circle Home Technologies here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for
the Oklahoma Senior Journal
here on the Eagle. 96.9 FM. Shortest break. We'll be gone 1 minute. All right, this is Robin Gunn. We are wrapping up the show, but before we do, we want to make sure you know how to get hold of Full Circle Home Technologies. And just what, in your opinion, why does somebody need to at least give you a phone call to learn about the system?
I think the biggest opportunity is to improve your quality of life. I mean, if you have ambitions to extend your independence in the home that you're in, or just make life easier on yourself, it's probably worth a conversation. The worst thing that could happen is you can justify in your own mind that doing nothing is probably okay. On the other hand, you might find that making some investment in technology might give you a longer, you know, runtime on the home you're living in.
Yeah, and I love that you can also take new construction and build this straight into new construction, or it can be brought into somebody's home that they're already living in.
Correct.
And also you can modify the homes they're already living in certain constructional ways. So that's great. So how does one get a hold of you all?
Well, our phone number is area code 405-486-9310. I'm Bob Chamberlain. That's one way to get a hold of me. And probably the best ways to call me, 405-486-9310.
Perfect.
And then our website, you can check us out there, is FullCircleHomeTech.com. So those are all one word, no dots.
FullCircleHomeTech.com.
Yeah. Okay. That's our website.
Are you on Facebook?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Yeah.
As Full Circle Home Technologies?
Yes.
All right. I've already liked it.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. Take all those we can get.
I love it. Okay, guys. Do y'all have anything else you want to add? We're almost out of here.
No, just good? Appreciate the chance to come by and see you all today.
Okay. Give that phone number out one more time.
Okay. It's area code 405-486-9310.
Bob Chamberlain and Marlon Wilton, thank you so much for listening in, and we will see you next week with another fantastic show here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for the Oklahoma
Senior Journal
here on the Eagle. Full Circle Home Technologies. Bob, give the number out one more time.
Area code 405-486-9310.
Beautiful. We'll see y'all next week.